KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, with mostly cloudy skies now, 19 degrees. Looking for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a chance of light snow or flurries at a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education last night approved by a vote of 4-1 a proposed realignment of the district administrative personnel beginning with the 2014 school year. In light of the announced resignation of middle school principal Cam Smith, which is effective at the end of the current school year. The change moves Atlantic High School assistant principal and athletic director Josh Rasmussen to Smith's position. Matt Alexander, who is currently the principal and curriculum director of the Schuler Elementary School, will become the Atlantic High School assistant principal and athletic director. The search will then begin to find someone to fill Alexander's position. Atlantic Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein said the changes are necessary because the administrative needs of the district have changed since Amstein came to the district 3 years ago.
Certainly with Mr. Smith leaving, it leaves a great void at the middle school. But I believe that we have two administrators within the district that can help us in the process to fill that void.
Amstein says he feels strongly that Rasmussen is ready to assume the role of middle school principal.
I believe that Josh has grown administratively in the last 3 years, and certainly believe that he is ready for a principal assignment.
He recommended Matt Alexander to replace Rasmussen because of the strengths and knowledge he brings to the position.
I believe that both individuals are very capable of handling the challenges. I think Mr. Rasmussen is very capable in his leadership to lead the middle school, and I think Mr. Alexander in his new position would also be very capable in leading our athletic programs and directing those, and also working with Mrs. McKay at the high school to address the instructional needs here at the high school.
Rod Hartwig was the school board member who voted no on the realignment. Prior to the vote, he questioned if anyone could effectively deal with the workload and discipline the AD position requires on top of the assistant principal's job.
It's a big job. Just worry about that position, somebody being able to handle that workload, because of the AD takes a lot of time and also the discipline. Josh is, you know, he said that he's starting to get burned out, and I'm worried that we're going to get somebody else in there that's going to be the same way too, because it is takes up a lot of time, a lot of traveling, gone from home a lot, no matter who it is. It's a big position.
High school principal Heather McKay said Rasmussen's assistant principal's job currently requires him to spend very little time on academic and disciplinary activities as compared to those which are related to athletics, which are very demanding. In other business, the school board last night approved by a vote of 4-1 a recommendation by athletic AD Josh Rasmussen to change the girls' varsity and junior varsity sports team name from Trojans to Trojans. Board member Josh McLaren was the lone no vote. And the board approved the adding of one more day to the end of the school year to make up for lost time due to snow days. The last day of school for students other than graduating seniors will be Wednesday, May 29th, barring any further lost days due to the weather. News time is 7:10.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A facility which is designed to provide kindergarten through 8th grade students in the Atlantic Community School District with serious psychiatric conditions a safe and therapeutic environment for an evaluation and treatment outside of a regular classroom setting became the victim of the budget-cutting acts on Monday. Despite a public hearing on the budget, during which several people made impassioned pleas to save the school and make cuts elsewhere, the Board of Education voted unanimously in favor of approving the budget without funding for the Link Center Hospital School at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, which was created in the mid-1990s. None of the board members wanted to cut the funding umbilical cord for the hospital school, but they also didn't want to risk losing the district's spending authority by losing a similar amount in what it would pay to keep the school open, which Amstein said in February would be about $375,000.
In taking a look at the district's spending authority, where it's gone from the last 5 years to where it is right now, the district can't continue at losing that amount of spending authority and also be paying for that out of general fund.
Amstein said also that they would have to increase the property tax levy 50 cents above the 10-cent increase already planned for the next fiscal year based on 0% allowable growth, which equates to $14.51 per $1,000 taxable valuation. The current levy is $14.41. Amstein said the students will continue to be served by the district's Level 3 or Behavioral Health program.
What our program will look like, and I'll be sitting down with administrators to begin to formalize that, what our program will look like. It'll look very similar to a Level 3 program in districts across the state. For those students that we can provide service within the district, we certainly will have the staff to do that. For those students that we may take a look at providing other services for, we would take a look at the possibility of moving them to another day treatment program if they have the space. Bottom line for us is that we do have to provide a Level 3 program, and it's our intent of the district to go ahead and do that.
He acknowledged, however, that it will provide the same type of quality service currently provided by the hospital school, but it will look very similar to a Level 3 program found in Marshalltown, Des Moines, and elsewhere. Amstein was asked by board member Rod Hartwig if there are any other ways the program could be saved, either by grants and cuts elsewhere, but Amstein said the revenue sources just aren't there.
We have beat the bushes. We have had numerous discussions with the Department of Education. The Department of Education representatives that came to us to take a look at our basically did a special education audit. We presented the problem to them and said, help us be able to find funding or be able to build these services.
He said there is no easy solution to saving the school while at the same time keeping the district in solid fiscal shape.
If you continue to fund the program at the rate it's at, I fear that we will be called in front of the SBRC to have a plan developed to address our spending authority issue, and I certainly don't want to head down that road.
Amstein says if the district loses its spending authority, even if it has the cash, it can't touch it or spend it. He said his decision to recommend cutting funds for the hospital school was not an easy one, but he and business manager and board secretary Mary Beth Fast had turned over every stone to try and find other ways, but they were unable to do so even after talking with an expert in school financing. News time is 7:14.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcement, Scott Shook, age 42, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Scott Shook will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Guthrie Center High School Gymnasium. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Henry G. Jensen, age 72, of Red Oak, died Sunday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Funeral services for Henry Jensen will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Evan Lauren King, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A gathering of family and friends for Evan King will be held from 10:30 a.m. until noon on Thursday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bobby Tipkin, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bobby Tipkin will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwayne Jensen of Marion and formerly of Atlantic died Thursday. Services for Dwayne Jensen will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Patricia Brownsberger, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday in Cedar Rapids. Services for Patricia Brownsberger are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.